projects that we approved tonight are all scheduled to be completed this summer. Some components of the auditorium piece may run over into the month of September, but we hope to be able to have one of our fundraisers there that first week of October. The biggest project that you saw tonight is related to door work in four of the five district buildings, where we'll be replacing a number of older doors that are either not up to current codes or that are ineffective in providing the kind of barriers that we need.
And I know these projects are of significant value, but they're projects that do not come out of the general education fund. So when listeners hear the price of the project, they're going to say, man, how are we able to do that? Can you explain a little bit can you give us a recap of how life safety works?
Yeah, last month the district issued about $3.5 million worth of health life safety bonds that we actually purchased ourselves from cash reserves. So there's no immediate borrowing cost to the district. What we will do is finance these bonds over the next 10 years by being able to levy to the taxpayer the annual payment for that will be combined with what we collect in the 1 cent sales tax to make the annual payment on the total cost of the bonds.